Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, fellow Americans and non-Americans all over the globe. This is on the internet, so I presume that not everyone who listens to this will be an American, but they will want to be an American, don't we all? Maybe not nowadays because of, you know, the spying on our own people and shit. Hey, but let's set that aside because it's 4th of July, the best day to be an American, to celebrate the birth of America when George Washington used his wooden teeth to gnaw down a cherry tree and then wrote the Declaration of Independence on hemp paper and gave it to Benjamin Franklin, and they all signed it, which freed the slaves and also deregulated electric companies. It was a great day for America. And we also kicked the shit out of some British tail. And amazingly, we're like now buds with the British. You know, it's crazy how water under the bridge can just kind of happen like that. But hey, you know, time heals all wounds, I guess. So even though we totally trounced all over them and kicked their redlining asses, they're our buds now, and we appreciate that. So I was debating on whether even to do a show because it's a holiday and I've got things to do that are holiday related, mostly drink beer and eat way too much. But I said, hey, what the hell? May as well go ahead and do a show. I don't know if Zigzag's going to make it. He too has holiday plans. He sent me a picture of a barbecue pit jam-packed with meats, simmering and roasting and smoking, and man, the next thing cell phones need to invent is a way to like transmit smell and flavor. Edible cell phones would be super awesome, especially if you could like download pictures from Food Network and stuff. But anyway, I thought I would kick off the show by playing a song from one of the best movies about America that really, I think, every American should see, and everybody who wants to be an American should see. They should put this movie should be shown to anybody who's in the process of applying for citizenship. And it was introduced to me by my buddy Carson. It actually came out in 2004, and it's called Team America World Police. And I remember the first time I saw it was, not the first time I saw it. Carson invited my wife and myself and two other friends of ours to see a screening of this a couple of years ago at an Alamo Draft House in Austin. And if you're not familiar with Alamo Draft House, by the way, I forget, if you want to give us a call, 646-478-0616. So Alamo Draft House, for people who aren't familiar with it, and there may be different versions and different brands of this sort of thing nationwide and globally, is a movie theater for adults. So it's a full screen movie theater, but instead of just sitting there in the dark and, you know, barca loungers watching a movie, it's actually a restaurant and you can drink beer and they have waiters that kind of creep around silently and take your order. So you can get the full movie experience and get wasted and eat a shitload of food. And so we went to the screening of Team America World Police, where it was a little more rambunctious than just watching a movie. It was an event, and it was on July 4th of that year. And as we got there, everybody was lined up to get into the theater, and the organizers were handed out cap guns and confetti and horns and all kinds of things. And whenever we got in there and the movie started playing. It was a big interactive thing. We all shot our cap guns at the bad guys when the bad guys came on. And we all sang this song when the song was featured in the movie, which I think happens, you know, three or four times. And it's a great song. By the way, if you don't know, Team America World Police is made by the guys who created South Park. So obviously it's a comedy. And obviously it appeals to the basest, most reptilian sense of humor, which is my favorite sense of humor, by the way. So I'm going to go ahead and spin America Fuck Yeah. Let's all enjoy it. And I encourage you to just go ahead while you're listening to this on your computer and take your hat off your head, cover your heart, and give a big old salute to America.
America.
Somebody's knocking at the studio door, even though there's a big light above it that says on air. What? You want your scissors? It's my manager, who's also my 4-year-old son. Hang on, let me open the door. What do you want?
My scissors.
Your scissors?
My dad's scissors.
What are you going to do with scissors?
I'm making a picture.
What are you going to do for America with your scissors?
I'm making United States.
Oh, you're going to make the United States. Here, sit in my lap. Why don't you do something? Say, can you say the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh boy, you said the whole thing. You're big and smart and a patriot. You're patriotic. Okay, you want your red scissors?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where they are, and I don't think they're in here, so I'm not sure why I let you in. Look over there in that area. All right. Well, while my son looks for his scissors, I'm going to play another song. This is a Hypersloth song called Internet Love Song. If you haven't heard it before, here it goes. And by the way, pretty soon you'll be able to buy it on iTunes and Amazon Play. But here we go with some Internet Love Song. This is written, by the way, in the primordial ooze of the internet, before the internet was really anything, and yet listen to how prophetic and accurate it is, even in this day and age.
The net on a mission of love. I'm checking out the chat rooms for a virtual dove. Typing so fast, my fingers on fire. Sending out the goods through a fiber optic wire.
I take it to my private chat room, my hypertext pad. We began discussing Star Trek trivia. I find out she knows her shit. She knows the Kirk from the Picard. So we get on down to the nasty.
Surfing the net on a mission of love. Checking out the chat rooms for a virtual dove. Typing so fast, my fingers on fire. Sending out the goods through a fiber optic wire.
Fingers are smoking, and I upload my goods.
Goodbye.
Well, you heard it here first, people. Internet love song, Hypersloth, Zigzag, Rufus, genius happening. That's what happens whenever all the brain synapses from a dude like me merge with the brain synapses of a dude like Zigzag. legend is what happens. Anyway, that song's going to be up for sale pretty soon. We're going to price it reasonably, so don't fret. You'll be able to afford it. And if you don't think you can, we're willing to negotiate. That one song is going to go for about $195.99. We think that's a great deal for all of the thought and skill and talent that went into it. You know, I mean, think about it. When you buy like something like Rosetta Stone, a lot of work, skill, talent goes into that. And that's like $600. This is a fraction of that. This is like $200, even less. It's $195.95, you know, for some of the most brilliant songwriting like ever to happen by man, like, you know, ever in the history of, you know, poetry, literature, blah, 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 whatever. We supersede that. We transcend above, quote unquote, literature. You know, Shakespeare, okay, that's some good stuff. Without Shakespeare, there couldn't have been a Hyper Sloth, just like without, you know, monkeys, there couldn't have been people, I guess, is sort of the most accurate analogy. You know, without single-celled organisms, there couldn't have been nematodes and spirochetes. You know, you got to start somewhere. You know, something as awesome as Internet Love Song has to sort of evolve from lesser things like, you know, Chaucer's Tales, you know, the infantile shit that, you know, I guess every society or every civilization goes through. You have really, you know, amateurish stuff like Chaucer and Shakespeare put out, and then you mature, you learn from your mistakes, you practice makes perfect, even for a civilization, and then you reach an apex where something like Internet Love Song is possible. And that's, you know, thankfully for you people, that is where mankind has sort of ascended to. So anyway, you know, let us know if you can't afford $195.95 for Internet Love Song. We're willing to work with you. We can break it up in a few payments, maybe, with a reasonable amount of interest, of course. But, you know, don't worry about it. You'll get your hands on the song for sure, as you should. We know that it's sort of our duty to help out mankind by dispersing this song, among others, as widely as possible. So we're willing to cut certain people in certain, you know, income brackets a break, if possible. Now, you may need to take one of your kids out of daycare and save that money, but it'll be well worth it. I mean, as long as you got at least one semi-smart kid who can pitch in, you know, put that kid to work. Put that kid to work. If you got a kid who can walk and manipulate his fingers and thumbs well enough to hold utensils, that dude could be washing dishes and making money that you can put toward Internet Love Song. But anyway, I'm going to go ahead and sign off. It's been great, as always. Viva America. Happy 4th of July. Enjoy the fireworks, and don't blow your faces off when you're tinkering with them. And that's it. Bye-bye, people. Love you.
Checking out chat rooms for us, but you were done.